You do solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
And your name?
Jeff Falk.
And where do you work?
With the Attorney General's Office, Department of Criminal Investigations.
How long have you been with the Attorney General's Office?
3 years total.
And prior to that, where did you work?
I retired from the Frankfort Police Department with 21 years in. And then after that, I worked as an investigator with the Department of Revenue for the state of Kentucky.
And as a detective with Frankfort Police Department, did you work homicide cases?
Yes, ma'am.
And work assault cases?
Yes, ma'am.
So many, many types of criminal cases?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were asked to become involved in this investigation?
Yes, ma'am.
Of the shooting surrounding the death of Breonna Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you would explain to the grand jury what is depicted in these enlarged photographs that we see on the easels.
Yes, ma'am.
And starting with Exhibit 1.
Yes, ma'am. Exhibit 1 is a Google Earth overview of the area to include Springfield Drive. A particular note is that this is the direction the officer approached to go into Springfield Drive as he came to execute the warrant. This is 2003 Springfield Drive. This is the apartment building which we're concerned with. And you will hear some information related to that gate later. So this is the gate in question. This is the location of the gate in question.
Can you all see, or would it be better to use the, can you all see this better? Okay, so that's Exhibit 1 of the overall. So on the screen there, could you point out that gate again, where it is?
The gate right here, you were here some testimony or some information related to the gate. That is right here. And that's 2003 right there.
So it's a large apartment complex.
And the officers approached the scene coming this way.
Okay, Exhibit 2.
Yes, ma'am. This is a frontal shot of St. Anthony Garden Apartments, 2003 Springfield Drive. This is apartment 4, the apartment occupied at the time of the incident by Breonna Taylor and Kenneth Walker. And this is apartment 3, and that was occupied by Cody Etherton, Chelsea Knapper, and Miss Knapper's 5-year-old child.
Okay, Exhibit 3.
Yes, ma'am. This is a frontal shot from outside the breezeway, 2003 Springfield Drive. This is the staircase going up to apartment 8. These are some markers. This is apartment 4 behind the staircase. And this is apartment 3. And this is the significant information about this patio door here, sliding glass door.
Exhibit 4.
This is a different view, different angle from the same, from apartment building. This is the sliding glass to the, on the door of the apartment. This is the bedroom window to apartment 4. That was Denia Palmer's apartment. That's Ms. Breonna Taylor's sister. She was not home at the time of the incident.
That's her bedroom window?
Yes, ma'am. Right here.
Exhibit 5.
This is a closer shot of inside the breezeway. Once again, this is a shot of the apartment 4 with the door open. This is a cell phone belonging to Kenneth Walker. And this is the shot of outside of apartment 3. Once again, apartment 3 is occupied by Cody, was occupied by Cody Etherton, Chelsea Knapper, and Ms. Knapper's 5-year-old child.
And 6.
This is it's a difficult turn angle, but it's, what this is, okay, there we go. This is a shot from outside apartment four with the door open, Kenneth Walker's phone, and Miss Taylor lying at the end of the hallway. It's difficult to see because of the shadowing, but Miss Taylor's at the end of the hallway.
And exhibit seven.
Okay, this is a... this is the floor plan of apartment four for 2002 Springfield Drive. This is the front door to the apartment. This is the patio balcony area with the sliding glass door, which you seen, you saw pictures of. This is the bedroom window that you saw a previous photograph of. This is Janiyah Palmer's bedroom. Just a particular note, this is, we will refer to this as we speak as the south bedroom. And this is going to be the east bedroom. This is Brianna Taylor's bedroom. This is, in actuality, is the full bath. And this washer and dryer are right located right here. So this is the one called. We'll be talking, seeing some photographs and some, speaking of some, a closet in this apartment built room, this apartment. And this is the closet we're referring to.
And exhibit eight.
And this is a floor plan of apartment three. You will see some photographs later. Here's some discussion about apartment three, some damage to some bullet holes on the wall here, and a closet. And we'll go with those as we get there. This is apartment three.
Okay. would now ask you to explain, let's go through the identifying the officers as well as Ms. Taylor and Kenneth Walker. He would explain to us here who is this photograph, exhibit nine.
This is a photograph of Brianna Taylor. She was the occupant in apartment four at the time of the incident.
And go on to now exhibit 10.
This is Mr. Kenneth Walker. He was also inside of apartment four. And as I say apartments, I'm referring to apartment three and four and 2003 Springfield Drive.
Exhibit 11.
This is Detective Brett Hankinson. He's assigned to the Criminal Interdiction Division of the, actually all the officers, all the seven officers involved, detectives involved in the execution of the arrest warrant, of a search warrant, excuse me, were assigned to the Louisville Metro Police Department's Criminal Interdiction Division. This gentleman is Detective Brett Hankinson. He is 44 years old. He has been, at the time of the incident, had been on the LMPD for approximately 17 years.
And number 12, exhibit.
This is Detective Miles Cosgrove. He is 42 years old. He has been on the Louisville Metro Police Department for approximately 15 years.
13.
And this is Sergeant John Mattingly. He was injured in the execution of the search warrant. He is 47 years old, and he has been on the Louisville Metro Police Department for approximately 20 years. This is Detective Mike Nobles. He was the detective that was carrying the ram as the search warrant was being executed.
And has he been on the force?
I don't have that. As long as he's been on, I don't have that information.
Okay. 15.
This is Detective Tony James. He has been on the LMPD since 2005, so approximately 15 years. Oh, correction, no, cancel. Keep answering the question. I apologize, I don't have that information.
And he is he the one that had the shield?
Detective James had the ballistic shield, but you'll see a photograph of that in a few minutes.
You said you don't have a tier for service?
I do not have it with me, so I apologize.
Would you be able to get that at some point?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Number 16.
Lieutenant Sean Hoover. Lieutenant Hoover has been on the police department since. He has been on the police department for approximately 17 and a half years.
Okay. 17.
This is Detective Mike Campbell. And he's been on the Little Police Department for approximately 22 years.
Okay. Now, during the investigation immediately following the shootings, there were photographs taken of the scene by the crime scene unit?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's start here with Exhibit 18 and tell us what is in this photograph.
This is a photograph. All the crime scene photos were taken by LPD's crime scene unit technician Tracy Guthrie. This is a photograph taken on the morning of March the 13th in front of 3003 Springfield Drive. This vehicle here, this white SUV, was driven by Aaron Sarfi to the scene. Prior to all this going on, he had arrived to pick up his child from apartment number A, who was at the babysitter in this apartment, which was directly above apartment 4. This SUV was driven to the scene. This vehicle was driven by Sergeant John Mann.
Okay, 19.
This is a shot inside the breezeway of 3003 Springfield Drive. Once again, this is an open door to apartment 4. It's been occupied at the time by Brianna Taylor and Kenneth Walker. And this is apartment 3. At the time, the incident was occupied by Cody Etherton and Chelsea Knapper, Ms. Knapper's 5-year-old child.
Next.
This is a shot of the outside from the panic, from outside looking at the patio flying light glass door inside apartment 4. You can see the damage, and you'll see additional photographs later, but this one you can see the damage done from the big shots fired from outside of the apartment.
Go ahead.
This is a different shot, closer up shot of the same flying glass door. You see the damage to the window itself, and then some damage to the screen on the door.
22.
Let me back up. This is the door we're speaking about, the sliding glass door. And this is this window here to Janiyah Palmer's bedroom. And this shows damage to the window and the window frame. Window trim. You have one hole and entry between the hole, second one, 3, 4, and 5. So 5 to the window, and 4 to the window, 1 to the frame.
23.
This is a shot inside the breezeway leading to apartment 3 and apartment 4. This is a shot of the Ram used by Detective Nobles to reach the door. This is a shot of the ballistic field, a shield that was carried by Detective Tony James at the time the warrant was being served, or excuse me.
25.
This is what we saw previously. This is, once again, this is a shot of inside apartment 4, taken outside in the breezeway, Kenneth Walker's cell phone, the entryway there, and the hallway with Ms. Taylor lying on the floor in the hallway.
26.
A little different view, but that's basically the same shot. You will see, just as a note, you see this light on. You will see later on, you'll just see that light is turned on by the members of the Louisville SWAT team later on.
27.
This is a shot of inside of the apartment 4. This is the front door. You'll see the damage done by the ram as they reach the door, and this is the dining room area, kitchen area.
28.
This is in the dining room area on the wall in apartment 4. All the shots you see from the next few shots will be in apartment 4. You'll see damage to this here, right below and on the clock from a bullet strike. You see one here. And you see one here.
29.
And this is a different angle of the same area. You'll see these three bullet strikes with scene markers. This one. This has a trajectory rod inserted into it. And this is a fourth bullet strike on the chair railing, also with a trajectory rod in it.
Number 30.
Once again, this is in apartment 4. The shot was taken from inside of the apartment, back toward the entry door, just showing the general overview of this room.
So if you were standing inside right inside the sliding glass door, this is what you would see?
Yes, ma'am. Because the shot was taken from this way, going back toward the front door, and so you would see the sliding glass door be on this side here.
Okay, number 31.
Well, this is inside the apartment. This is a shot from inside apartment 4, taking a shot and showing the damage to the curtains and the vertical blinds and the broken glass. Once again, this was this area here.
And this is the sliding glass door.
Yes, ma'am. This is the sliding glass door.
From the inside?
Yes, ma'am.
And those were some of the blinds that had been shot down?
Yes, ma'am. This is a shot of the showing the damage to the vertical blinds as well as the glass to the sliding glass door and the damage done to the curtains.
Okay. Number 32.
Same sliding glass door in apartment 4. Just a different shot showing you the damage to the glass and to the vertical blinds from the shots that were fired outside the door.
33.
External shot taken during the day of the sliding glass door. This one has scene markers in it, shows you entry holes to this area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
34.
This is a shot camera, a photograph from inside the hallway, apartment 4, showing Ms. Taylor on the floor toward the back of the hallway.
35.
This is a bullet strike on the hallway, same hallway that Ms. Taylor is lying. This would be in this general area.
And 36.
And this is Miss Taylor, showing Miss Taylor at the end of the hallway. It's difficult to see because of the lighting. If she would have been down here, in this general area here, we see...
If you want to refer to this screen here...
This might be a little bit...
But the pointer won't work.
Okay.
But.
If you'll see, if you're looking at Miss Taylor, on her arm, where's the pointer at?
Here it is.
This might be a little, for this photograph, it's a little bit better. This is a entry wound on Miss Taylor's left arm from a bullet strike, and this is an exit wound on her upper arm, her upper left arm. Miss Taylor has a entry wound on her upper left leg, with the exit wound being on her left rear area, just below her lower back. It's difficult to see, but, and you'll hear more about this later, but Miss Taylor received a gunshot wound to the front with it resting at the back of her back. And she has an entry wound on the outside of her right foot with the exit wound being at the bottom of her right foot.
And then the heel.
And there's a heel, which you can't see there, but there was a bullet that struck her heel that was stuck to it, basically. It was protruding out, but we don't have a shot of that here. You will hear more about that later.
And there's one that cannot be seen in the abdomen.
Okay. And there's another one that we can't see anything referenced to in the abdomen area.
Okay. 37, which I think you've explained.
And that's another shot of Miss Taylor. Wounds she received. The wounds on her lower arm, upper arm, her hip area.
And 38.
A little different angle of the wound she received to her right foot, but it shows the exit wound. Bottom of her foot.
39.
Okay. Photo 39 is a shot going into the east bedroom, which is Miss Taylor's bedroom. We see three bullet strikes in the hallway above Miss Taylor. 1, 2, 3, with damage from a bullet strike here and here. And this would be, this is right along this general area. The three's here, and the bullet strike's right there in the east bedroom.
40?
Closer upshot of the three bullet strikes on the door frame of the east bedroom.
41.
This is the inside the that shot from inside Miss Taylor's bedroom, just showing you the general layout of her bedroom. This was taken from inside the bedroom.
42.
Okay, this is a photograph of her closet with the doors open. We're going to see an initial shot after this. This is the closet right here we're speaking. Right here.
43.
Okay, this is a bullet strike inside that same closet with a scale marker here at the bottom toward the on the wall. And you can see some drywall dust right here.
44.
And this is a shoebox that was taken, removed from that closet with a hole from a bullet strike right here on that, on the end of the shoebox.
That was taken from that closet?
Yes, ma'am. Taken from a closet in the Taylor's bedroom, in the east bedroom.
45.
This is a shot of the bathroom in Ms. Taylor's bedroom right here. Once again, this is a full bath. I mean, it's the half bath. This is inside Ms. Taylor's bathroom.
46.
This is a outside shot going into Janaya Palmer's bedroom, which we are referring to as the south bedroom, right here.
And 47.
A little closer up shot, mid-range shot of inside Ms. Palmer's bedroom. She was not home at the time of this.
48.
Once again, another a different angle, just to document how the how the room was set up. Keep in mind, this is the window that we previously showed you, bullet holes, bullet damage to this window. This is that window here.
And the bed was raised up by the crime scene unit.
Yes, and we'll show you here in a second, if you next shot.
49.
This is a handgun, a Glock 43X, that was located underneath the bed in the east, excuse me, south direction.
And that was collected by the crime scene unit?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And that was collected in place of the evidence by the evidence collection team. You'll hear more on firearm and bullet evidence and testimony.
Was that identified as the Kenneth Walker gun?
Yes. We believe that was identified as the Walker, the handgun used by Kenneth Walker.
These
numbers
removed it? That's where it was?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was initially located, you'll hear that during by the SWAT team as they cleared the later on, they cleared the apartment.
50.
Okay, this is a open dresser drawer inside the east bedroom belonging to Janaya Palmer.
South.
Correct. I keep saying south. I apologize. South.
There's a bullet strike on that drawer?
Yes. There's a, you see the bullet strike on the drawer, top of the drawer.
And then 51.
And here is a up-close photograph of the bullet that was recovered from the south bedroom.
That same drawer.
That's
52.
Okay, this is a shot from, once again, the south bedroom closet, this closet here. And this is shows the entrance, the floor area of the closet.
And then 53.
And you'll see some damage on the floor, I believe.
A bullet was located.
A bullet was located.
54.
And this is damage to the wall in the south bedroom behind the door, two bullet strikes, and that would have been right in this area here.
And would you point out while you're there at the floor plan where the dresser was in on that wall in the south bedroom?
The dresser was here on this wall here.
Okay. 55.
This is a photograph of taken from inside the south bedroom, trying to depict this is where the furnace is located, and this is where the air conditioning unit is located. There's a bullet strike here and here.
And 56.
And this is a closer shot of the same two bullet holes here on the wall to the furniture, to the closet, and where the air conditioning is located.
57.
And this is a shot of inside the bathroom in this area of a bullet that was located in the shower tub area from the soap pole shelf.
58.
Okay, now we've moved to apartment 3. This is a shot of a bullet strike to the clock with a scale.
Would that wall and clock be, I guess, opposite on the other side of the wall in Breonna Taylor's apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Where her clock was, is that clock in apartment 3?
Yes, ma'am.
In the same place?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And 59.
This is a shot of in apartment 3 in the dining area of a bullet strike just above the chair railing.
60.
And this is, once again, this is apartment 3. This is a shot where one of the bullets was located on the table.
And 61.
And this is the, in apartment 3, this is damage shown done to the sliding glass door in apartment 3. You see the broken glass. The lighting's kind of difficult to see, but there's damage done to the glass here.
From bullets?
From bullets, yes. And that's a little clearer, it's not quite as dark up there.
Could you point out on the floor plan of apartment 3 where the sliding glass door is?
This is the sliding glass door in apartment 3.
And the front door is where?
This is the front door here. This is the dining area.
So where was the clock in the apartment? Or the clock in the apartment, where was it?
The clock.
Right here.
The dining
room
is backed up to each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. This right here is backed up to this. Keep in mind, but I can't even go on that. We kind of skipped over that a second ago. But Detective Hankinson was firing this way from a south to north direction. So if this was flat, Detective Hankinson is in this area somewhere. I'm going to break that down just a second after we get through the photograph.
I believe that is the last photograph.
Okay. Just until we get to the next part, as you listen to this information, just kind of keep in the back of your mind, 7 detectives assigned to the Louisville Metro Police Department Criminal Interdiction Division were attempting to execute a search warrant at 3003 Springfield Drive, apartment number 4. The warrant was signed by a judge, and the warrant was dated March the 12th, 2020. The search warrant was for St. Anthony Gardens Apartments, 3003 Springfield Drive, number 4, Louisville, Kentucky. The warrant was, as was a no-knock warrant, but they decided to serve it as a knock warrant, knock and announce. Like, the warrant itself was for to try to find illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, and money. The officers arrived at this location, 12:35, just 35 minutes after midnight, and they began to attempt to execute this warrant at 0040 hours. Okay, we'll go over the 3 officers that discharged their firearms on March 13th. It is believed, after Sergeant John Manley, he was first at the door, after receiving a gunshot wound from inside the apartment, he fired 6 rounds from this general area, in and around the front of the door, front of the residence, inside the apartment. Detective Miles Cosgrove fired 16 rounds in the same general area. Detective Brett Hankinson, once again, firing from the south to the north direction, fired 10 rounds from outside the apartment. You will hear more specifics about this later from Detective Greg Wolf. But this is, as you see the photographs and hear, listen to the witness statements, kind of keep that in mind.
I just want to go back for a second to years of service for Detective Mike Nobles.
Yes, Detective Mike Nobles has been on the Louisville Metro Police Department approximately 14 years. And Detective Tony James has been on the Louisville Metro Police Department for approximately 20 years.
Okay, thank you. Now, you also obtained a copy of the video that was filmed of the crime scene?
Yes, ma'am.
And this was the video taken prior to any evidence collection?
Yes, we're getting ready to show you a video that was taken by LAPD's crime scene unit technician Leek. It was videotaped on the morning of March the 13th. As you know, as you notice the video, as you see it being played, you notice there's no markers, which is standard. Now, you usually videotape the scene before anything is added to or removed from the scene. And as you see, it was taken from a west to east direction.
Is it okay if I take a shot back from where just a
short basket?
Yes, let's just take a, 10 minute break? That'd be good.
Yeah.